You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 109, Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we're taking a look at the perennial favorite, Brown Eyed Girl, by Van Morrison. Born George Ivan Morrison in 1945, Van Morrison grew up in a music-loving household in Belfast. His mother sang, his father was an ardent fan and record collector, and by age 15, Van Morrison had left school to tour with the Monarchs, an R&B band. When he returned to Belfast, he formed his own band, Them, with whom he played, toured, and recorded until 1966. In 1967, Morrison began recording on his own with record producer Burt Burns' Bang Records in New York City, a hastily signed contract for which he would receive no royalties. That first album, Blowin' Your Mind, was made up mainly of blues, showcasing Morrison's considerable R&B chops. The big hit from that album, however, was Brown Eyed Girl. That the title was originally Brown Skinned Girl is well known, but why and how it was changed is the subject of much speculation. Is the song specifically about an interracial relationship, and did the record company insist that he change it during a time when such relationships were bound to provoke controversy? Morrison has said in interviews that the song is Jamaican or inspired by Calypso music, ergo the brown skin of the fictional title character. Later, he says, he didn't even notice that he changed the title. Whether the change was intentional to avoid offending listeners is anyone's guess, but Morrison tends to reject mainstream cultural trends and norms.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing. Skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping in you, a brown eyed girl.
Another lyric in the song was changed, not by Morrison, but by his producer. The original line in the song, heard in one recorded version, is, "Making love in the green grass." Bang Records overdubbed an earlier line into that spot, changing it to "Laughin' and a-runnin'," which made it more radio-friendly. Morrison was reportedly displeased at the change, and reissues of the song since then have the original lyric. The world of mainstream radio has changed much since 1967, and making love seems mild to modern ears.
Whatever happened to Tuesday, it's so slow. Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you.
Those lyrics also mention a transistor radio. The transistor is a small semiconductor used to amplify electronic signals. Earlier radios were large and required cumbersome, fragile vacuum tubes. The transistor radio, first made practical in the early 1950s, was portable, ideal for taking with you so you could tune in your favorite AM station. Although they were at first very expensive, by the 1960s, the price of transistor radios had come down enough that most people could afford them.
To sing.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la Brown Eyed Girl reached number 10 on the U.S. pop charts. Although it is perhaps one of Morrison's simplest, most transparent compositions, it remains wildly popular and has been covered by a great variety of artists. Rolling Stone named it number 21 on its Greatest Songs list in 2001, VH1 named it one of the 100 Greatest Rock Songs, and it is often included in Best Of lists. The slightly Latin bass line, the simple chord structure, and the singable chorus prove irresistible to many generations of music lovers. When producer Burt Burns died of a heart attack late in 1967, Van Morrison moved on to Warner Brothers Records, where he recorded several albums, some with his Caledonia Soul Orchestra. After 1974, he stopped releasing records, not returning to the scene until 1977. Since 1977, Van Morrison has alternated periods of recording with bouts of silence. A notoriously erratic performer, he suffers stage fright, and in 1979 he actually left the stage during a performance in New York. In the 80s and 90s, he recorded with artists from Cliff Richard to his own daughter, both original material and covers. He continues recording, with the most recent album in 2008. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.